internet,
from the internet
to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, 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 wake up, wake up. Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It is time for the Stephen Roy Podcast. And yes, I am he. I am the Stephen Roy. That's my real name. It is Stephen Roy. If you're new to the show, my brother's texting me about how his 401k has gone down the toilet since the bribe invasion bloodbath has destroyed this nation. And I get it. I do have a small 401k. I don't even know what's in it. I couldn't tell you the last time I checked it. But it's probably not a ton, and it's probably less now with leftist idiots in power. And that's what we're going to talk about on today's Rumble. And more. So we're going to do that, play some good music, and maybe some inappropriate music. I don't know. We shall see. So let's go ahead and do the Rumble first. Let me take these headphones off. Oh, the date. It is the 11th of January, 2025. Can you believe that? Already the 11th?
You say that every day, Jamie.
I know, but time flies when you're having fun, I guess. So let's see. Guess I gotta go over here. Let's click this without putting my finger in the camera. Welcome to the Rumble for January 11th, 2024. I guess I'm gonna have to adjust it because it's cutting off my head. I know this is great television, but so let me move this up a bit. Yeah, that's better. Oh well, probably should be down a bit.
Great television, dang it.
Yeah, I know, it's not. It is the Stephen Roy Rumble for January 11th, 2025. You could cut out that little part. Don't tell nobody I did that. It's great to be with you here, and I am thankful every day. I thank God every day for every day in this life. My life in West Texas is good. I have a good job. Oh, yeah, no, I don't love it all the time. I would prefer to be in broadcasting, but I'm not going to take a job making very little as I did in Alaska, as I have done before. So I am here until I'm offered big money elsewhere, so that will probably never happen,
especially at your age, you old fart.
Wow! Wow, D. Wow, she cracks up when I do imitations of her when she hasn't even said anything. I can have a complete conversation, and she said nothing. But it is great to be with you. Like I said, I am thankful every day, and especially thankful when bad things happen to other people. I was very upset when the hurricane hit western North Carolina, northern Georgia, eastern Tennessee. And I contacted my family to make sure everybody was okay in western North Carolina, and they were okay, thank God. And I do feel bad for the people of Los Angeles, but hey, I'm going to read you something that I posted yesterday that will make your skin crawl. It is a serial arsonist that is setting fires in LA. And I feel bad for the people that live in these bazillion-dollar homes, because that's where the fires are being set. The serial arsonist is going to bazillion-dollar home areas like Malibu, adjacent to large brushy areas. He's setting fire to the brush, and he's a serial arsonist, right? He's a firebug, so he has knowledge of how the fire is going to move, right? And this idiot probably gets off on it, on hurting people. 10 people have died, so dude, or chick, you're guilty of murder. And you deserve the death penalty if we'd ever actually do that. They won't in Skankafornia, that's for sure. So he's lighting fires, knowing wind conditions and the direction of wind travel, right? And he knows that the conditions are dry. Why would you set fire to Pacific Palisades? Well, bazillion-dollar homes overlooking the ocean. And you know there's no water in the reservoir. If you're a serial killer, right? Or let's say you're a hitman, you're going to scope out whoever you're going to take out before you take them out. So this person scoped out the area before killing people. And at least 10 people have died. I feel bad for them. I said to Dee this morning, I said, you know, it's hard to feel sorry for celebrities that have 10 homes and $1 billion in the bank. I feel sorry for those who lost everything and don't have a backup. And when you don't have a backup and don't have homeowners insurance because your insurance is canceled, let me tell you why. Because Skankafornia is such a litigious state, right? The people sue over nothing. I mean, when I lived in Northern California, I lived in a home up in the mountains at like the last subdivision just east of Nevada City. And there was nothing between my subdivision and the Sierra Nevada going towards Lake Tahoe, going towards Truckee. There was nothing in between. So we had a lot of bears there, and people were upset about the bears. It's like, what do you think's going to happen when you build your house on the edge of the forest where there's bears, where there's always been bears? They're going to come into your neighborhood. That's what's going to happen. And they're going to destroy your house to get food. Neighbor that lived down below was on vacation. Lived right down the hill. And the bear literally ripped the sliding glass door off the track, got in the house, went in their pantry, ate their food, ripped open the trash compactor, ate the food there, hung out on their couch, crapped there, crapped in the kitchen, crapped all over the house. That's what happens when you have bears in your neighborhood. Yes, that's what happens. You think a 1,000-pound bear is going to give a rat's a whatever security you have at your house? No, they will not. I used to see them all the time. I was from here to the camera from a bear whose head was about 2 feet wide. Huge, huge bear. Probably over 1,000 pounds. And you know how I got rid of them? I scared the crap out of them. And I went over to the window and went, ah, yelled at him and banged on the wall, scared the crap out of him, and he ran away. Bears don't want to encounter humans. They don't want to deal with you. They would rather just go away. Now, the exception is a sow and her cubs. You don't want to get between a sow, a female bear, and her cubs. I know I'm digressing. But even in Bradbury, which is on the edge of the chaparral of the mountains above LA, what did I tell you before about the chaparral? They have been burning for hundreds of thousands of years. You don't build your home there. There are plants in the chaparral that do not drop their seeds until they burn. I learned that in Mr. White's biology class in high school, at Arcadia High School. We went up into the mountains above Los Angeles and looked at plants and collected soil samples and, soil and parts of the brush to find out, like, what bugs and other things that were in it. It was a very interesting class. I learned a tremendous amount. I had two classes with Mr. White, biology and zoology. Zoology is the study of animals. Very good class. Last I heard, he was like an assistant principal with the high school. I don't know what's happened. I don't even know if he's retired. Probably retired by now. I mean, it's 2025. I graduated from high school 41 years ago, and that's incredible.
Yeah, you're getting pretty old, David.
Yeah, I'll be 59 in June. That's pretty old. I'm not going to launch my broadcast career now. I've been doing this for 25 years. Can you imagine? I've been broadcasting for 25 years. So if a major market radio station or a radio conglomerate doesn't want to hire me, to be a syndicated radio show, well, I'm not going to be interested, because in a small market, you can't pay anything. You won't. When the small market I live now, they won't pay anything. They're not interested in me. Believe me, I've tried. And I can do everything from engineering to production, on-air, live remotes, play-by-play. Yeah, there's promotions. There's really nothing I haven't done in broadcasting. But look, I have a job. I have a good job. I work to live. I don't live to work. When D and I win the Powerball tonight and clear over $96 million, I'm not going to be working anymore. Yes, I will create a terrestrial radio, free radio station. I read the most interesting article this morning. You got to check it out. It was about Radio Caroline, which was a pirate radio ship that was anchored off the coast of England. Very interesting article. Check it out. I posted it on my X at Stephen Roy Radio. At Stephen Roy Radio. You know, I've told you about ridiculous leftist policies for years. And that's why, you know, I had such a wonderful childhood growing up in Southern California. I know a lot of these areas that are burned. My sister-in-law lived in Altadena. My ex-sister-in-law, your ex,
David.
Yeah. Well, obviously, she's my ex-sister-in-law. She lived in a plain Jane house in Altadena, and it was up on the ridge, up in the hills. Only one way in or out. It would be deadly if a fire went up that hill. Her house may have burned down. I don't know. She may have been killed for all I know. I don't have any contact with that family, and haven't for, you know, at least 10 years. But a nothing little house probably still would have sold for $1 million just for the view, or over $1 million. But from her backyard, she had a retaining wall put in, and then built into the retaining wall was a bench, right? All made out of rock, where you could sit and look right down at the Rose Bowl. So it was a beautiful location. I think the last time I went there was my ex-mother-in-law's birthday party. That's the last time I remember going there. I think it was like her 90th birthday party, when all the family came. It was a great occasion. Anywho, and she hosted it, and she did a wonderful job hosting it. So I can't say nothing bad there. So when you know people and you grew up there, you know, it kind of hits home, and it's sad, especially when the incompetence of these leftist idiots is the reason why everything burned. You've probably seen pictures by now of the Santa Ynez Reservoir, 117 million gallons in Pacific Palisades that was empty. They had no water. Because that, the biggest reservoir, was empty. And power went off because of the wind. Some say the power company shut it off. I doubt it. I doubt Southern California Edison even does that. I can tell you that PG&E does that in Northern California. They've been sued so many times. For example, the city of Paradise that was burned to the ground. They've been sued so many times for power lines falling down and creating fires. It happens. That's called an act of God. You can't blame the power company. PG&E even had a program where they cleared around telephone poles, like a 15-foot radius out from the pole, on every pole. So they had crews that went out with weed eaters and cut down all the brush around every pole. Now, they weren't infallible. I've seen power lines connected to trees in Northern California. We used to do it with coax, even fiber. I've seen it. It happens in Northern California because there are so many trees. I've seen primaries. I've seen guard arms with primaries on them attached to trees. I've told the story on the show before about the TRPA, the Tahoe Regional Planning Authority, refusing people's request to remove trees. And then there was a huge fire in South Lake Tahoe that burned down entire subdivisions because they weren't allowed to remove their trees. Trees that were planted too close to the house. Or just sprung up too close to the house. So, I've talked about that before. In fact, one of the only houses that survived in one subdivision was Sammy Hagar's nephew, who said, poo on the TRPA. I'm clearing around my house. He cleared all the brush and trees that were too close to his house, and his house survived the fire. That's the only way your house will survive fire, is if you have a defensible space. However, if the firestorm is big enough, there is nothing that's going to stop the fire. Absolutely nothing. The only thing you can do is get out. One of the most disturbing things I saw was animals that were just left. I mean, if you have a horse, how could you just leave it behind? How could you leave your pets behind? To me, that's no different than leaving your children behind. I would grab Lexington and Lady May before pictures and stupid stuff like that. Wouldn't you think? They're like your children. So our dogs are like our children. You wouldn't leave them behind. If there was a tornado, we have a safe room. We would go to our safe room because we don't have a basement, but we have a reinforced concrete safe room with a big giant steel door that has like 4 padlocks on it. We would go there and we would take the girls with us. I even have dehydrated food in the safe room to feed the girls. Speaking of which, I need to put some bowls in there for that. So, it pains me. I saw 2 videos that almost made me cry. James Woods talking about his family and losing his house. And, what almost made me cry? When he almost cried, talking about his granddaughter giving him her piggy bank and said, "Here, Grandpa, use this money to rebuild your home." Isn't that sweet? Isn't that wonderful? And I saw an account from a woman who lived in her house that burnt down for 26 years. Her children grew up there. Her husband and her refinished the floors, put in windows, did a lot of the work themselves. Those are the people that I feel the worst for. People that did the work themselves. They weren't bazillionaires. They couldn't just pay somebody else to do it. And Dee said, "You know what? You should feel sorry for the bazillionaires because they have a lot of memories and stuff that they lost. They lost all of that there." And I said, "You know what? You're right. I'm not going to belittle them. It is hard for me to feel sorry for you if you have 10 homes and a billion dollars in the bank. But I do feel bad for you because I know you lost stuff that's important to you." And it's, the best things in life are not things. So it's not the stupid furniture and other stuff that you can replace that's the worst stuff that you lose. It's things you cannot replace, like pictures of your children growing up, or things. I mean, who gives a rat's a if you lose your Oscars or your Emmys or any of that crap, because they're just things. But the important memories would be sad. I'll give you an example. I have paintings that my grandmother and my great-grandfather painted. Those can't be replaced. They passed away many years ago. So that stuff can't be replaced. I would miss that. My most valuable painting that my grandmother made for me probably is, experts probably wouldn't think it's a work of art. Well, it is to me, because it's a picture of me when I saw my first peacock at the Los Angeles County Arboretum, which is in Arcadia. I was like, I bet you I wasn't even 2 years old. I was probably 1 year old, still had my poopy pants on, in a little onesie, and I saw my first peacock, and Grandma took a picture of it. Then she painted this painting from the picture, and even wrote a poem on the back to my mother in her own hand. That's something I'm never going to forget. So those things can't be replaced if they're lost in a fire. And it can happen anywhere. With the haboobs that we have here, if a fire hit our subdivision, if the wind's blowing strong enough, nobody could stop it. Nobody could stop it. So The worst part of this whole tragedy is things like the top priority for the lesbian chief of the fire department is DEI. Their most important thing is DEI. That their assistant fire chief is lesbian. Their $300,000 a year equity head chick is a black lesbian, and they celebrate that. This woman actually said on a video, if my fat A was stuck in a burning building, well, hey, you got yourself into it. You can just get yourself out of it. Really? You're as big as I am, lady. And you can't drag my ass out of the building? You do not belong in the fire department. I say any police and fire man, woman, if you can't carry my ass 100 yards... you can't be a fireman. And I've lost a little weight. I'm on a diet. You know, first time I went to a local burger place, I'm not going to mention the name of it, five, and I got a burger and fries, and for Dee and I, she gets a little hamburger, I get a regular hamburger, get one regular fry at this five place. It's enough to feed a family of four, right? They give you so many fries. Well, I always got milkshakes. Well, after the first of the year, I decided to go on a diet. I am going to lose 100 pounds by 2026. During the week, I'm averaging a pound a day because we're doing intermittent fasting. So I'm losing about a pound a day, and I will. At least in the first month, I'll probably lose 30 pounds. I've done it before. I can do it again. I can't believe I allowed myself to get this fat. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to lose the weight. And Dee and I are going to Las Vegas in a month or two. And only because I want to see the Sphere. I haven't been to Las Vegas since 2001. Yeah, I've flown through Vegas, but I haven't actually been there since 2001. And I want to see the Sphere. So that's why we're going. We have a room overlooking the Sphere. We're going to a concert in the Sphere. And I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to do that in a month or two. I'm not going to say when. I don't announce vacations on this show or on the interwebs because for security purposes. So if I can lose 50 pounds by summertime when we go to the Mexican Riviera to stay at a five-star all-inclusive resort, I don't really want to go back to Mexico, but I'm just going to stay on the resort. And then I don't think I'll get E. coli like I did last time when I stayed in Tulum. Came home with just a slight case of E. coli. And so hopefully that won't happen this time if we stay on the resort. And we didn't have any problem when we went to Mexico on our honeymoon 2 years ago. No problem at all. And I even had a little bit to eat at the underground cave where we went outside of Playa del Carmen. It was incredible. It was a wonderful experience. And really enjoyed that. They called it a cenote, but it wasn't. It was an underground cave. That's what it was. And we truly enjoyed it. It was a wonderful experience. Then we went to Mayan ruins outside of Casa de Maya, which is a little farther north on the Mexican Riviera. And that was great, too. Didn't eat or drink anything, so I might have taken some water, but I don't think I know I didn't eat or drink or anything. On that trip, didn't have a problem. You know what we did do, which I've done before. I did this in Holland, well outside of Amsterdam, like in the country. And I guess it was a town that was built on like one of the first dams in the Nederlands. And I did the deal where you sit down and you have these little fish eat all the dead skin and everything off your feet. I really enjoyed that. Well, Dee and I did that on our honeymoon 2 years ago in Casa de Maya, and it was a wonderful experience. It was great. The lady that was there washed your feet, and then you put them in there with the fish, and then they eat all the dead skin and everything. And I got a lot. I get a pedicure like every 6 weeks because my feet are so terrible, and it's not just for the yucky stuff on my heels. I do it because I get ingrown toenails super bad. So they do a really good job of trimming your toenails. In fact, Dee and I started going to a new place. The old place, it didn't seem like they had much business, so they really didn't have enough staff. And the new place is brand new, literally brand new, just up the road from our house, and we went there for the first time, I think it was last weekend, and it was great. It was a good experience, so we're going to keep going back there. Isn't this nice, me talking more about my life than stupid politics? But I digressed big time. But living in Northern California, I lived not far north. I lived just north of Auburn, between Auburn and Grass Valley. And Auburn is just north of Folsom, which is a little town in Northern California. Folsom Lake is like the largest or second largest reservoir in the state of California. And any Twosome Newsome and his predecessors release water by the billions of gallons every year. By the billions of gallons every year. They release so much rainwater that a town resurfaced that was covered when they built Folsom Lake. I S you not. That's how much water has been released from the lake. Isn't this great television and radio? And the reasons for releasing the water are just ridiculous. You've probably heard them talk about the Sacramento Delta Smelt. The Delta Smelt is a tiny fish non-native to California. That means it's not from there. You know, it just went there. And they release the water to maintain water levels in the delta for this fish that's about this big. That's just stupid. So every year they would do a troll to find out how many Delta Smelt there are in the Sacramento River Delta. Well, the last time they did a troll when I lived there, you know how many Delta Smelt were there? One. One Delta Smelt was found in the annual troll. Troll, I don't know how you say it. Isn't that ridiculous? I mean, that's just a stupid reason to release billions of gallons of water into the ocean. Now, as long as I can remember, living in California, farmers have not received the irrigation water that they requested. Have not received it. They just send the water out to the ocean. They don't give it to farmers. And if you travel up and down Interstate 5 or 99 throughout Central California, through the San Joaquin Valley, you'll see signs that say, Congress created Dust Bowl. What does that mean? That means because you don't give water to the farmers, they do not have irrigation water to water their crops. Why do you think you see produce from Mexico, a border we need to close permanently? Why do you think you see oranges from New Zealand? Now, someone needs to explain to me how it is more efficient to bring oranges in a container from New Zealand than Florida, right? Florida-grown oranges? Why? Why is it more efficient? Now, where I lived in the Inland Empire, there used to be orange groves everywhere. When my parents first moved to Yucaipa, was my brother that moved there first? I think it was my brother that moved there first. When my brother first moved to Yucaipa, there was orange groves up against the mountains. Those orange groves are gone. They're now subdivisions. So 75 miles east of LA, where my family lived in Yucaipa, it's a suburb of Los Angeles. Can you imagine driving 75 miles from Riverside or from Yucaipa every day to go to LA? I can't even imagine that commuting that far. And I did it. I lived in a nice part of Fontana, in the southern edge of Fontana, almost Riverside, called Southridge. Southridge was a subdivision that was so big it had its own elementary school and middle school. That's how big the subdivision was. That was my first home, and because I couldn't afford to buy anywhere in LA, and I could not even sell that home because the Southridge Property Center, which was the only realtor that had an office in the subdivision, was advertising in South Central LA. So people were moving from the ghetto of LA to the southern part of Fontana and creating massive crime. In fact, after I left there, and moved to South Carolina, I remember seeing a murder that happened in the cul-de-sac where I lived. Guy comes home, gets out of his car, people hold him up at gunpoint, and he turns and runs, and they shoot him in the back and kill him dead. That was why I left the subdivision. That's why I left Southern California the first time, was to escape the crime and lawlessness. And it's not getting better. It is only getting worse. I call it Skankafornia because they have destroyed the French Laundry. Gabby has destroyed the once beautiful state of my wonderful childhood. That's how I describe it. And you got Governor Eyebrows and Alvin Soros and Wiggy James destroying New Yorkistan. I mean, how many times have we read stories like the dude that set that woman on fire? He'd been arrested like 46 times and then released. You know, these people are deliberately destroying the United States of America. And it's not just here. You've heard about the rape gangs in Britain, in the UK, that I've reported on for years. It's happening on purpose. They are deliberately destroying the Western world. And this is the goal, to make things so bad that you beg them for a libtard world order dictatorship. Then they will dictate every aspect of your life. Why do you think they did it during the Rona? And they want to do it again. Oh, now it's the bird flu. You've got to be immunized against RSV and the bird flu and pneumonia. And it's all about money. That's all it's about. The shooting poison into your veins is all about money. Same is true of the flu shot. They don't call it a vaccine. It's a flu shot, right? This is what they say. If you get the flu shot, your body will build up antibodies and you'll be resistant to when you actually get the flu. Does that sound familiar? If you get the Controlavirus poison injection, when you actually get the Controlavirus, you're going to have antibodies in your system that will fight off the Rona. And then you won't die. You won't end up in the hospital with Wuhan flu. It's the same S they tell you with the flu shot. It's bull S. That's what it is. Well, that's going to do it for the rant for today on the Rumble. Thank you so much for watching. Hey, I hope you had a happy new year. I hope 2025 is a good one for you. You make it a good one. Yes, now you have to. The Rumble is over, and now we will continue. How much did my iPad charge recording that? It's at 86%. Good. I can unplug it from the charger. Started out at 70% before I did the Rumble, so that's good. That's enough charge to upload it to the Rumble server. And I will continue playing good music for you here on the Stephen Roy Podcast. Turn off all my lights. Got a ring light from my family, which is awesome. Oh, look, it's wigging out again. So let's see. I'll turn this up and down. Okay, that looks better. Still don't know what's going on with the audio here in the studio, but I don't know if this song's appropriate, but obviously there is evil people trying to burn it down. XP sucks.
Gatsby sucks!
Oh my god! No way!
Oh my god, RFD!
Yeah. I've already said. You to tell me just what you intend to do now. Can't you see, darling, darling, I'm still in love with you now. Oh, telling me that you really don't want me to end this way. Can't you see, darling, darling, can't you see you to stay. Since you gotta go, oh, oh, you better go now. Go now, go now. Since you gotta go, oh, oh, you better go now. Go now, go now, go now. We've already said.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Darkest water and deepest pain, I wouldn't trade it for anything. 'Cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story you'll use. So I'm thankful for the sky, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart. And I know they'll always tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful for the scars.
I'm sending you confidence with the strength of your faithfulness. And I'm not who I was before. No, I don't have to fear anymore. So I'm
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
I wouldn't if I were you. RIAA Bite Me.
Denied!
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears, this is RFD.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nacho for all.
No!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
Welcome to hour number two of the Stephen Roy podcast. Yes, I am he, Stephen Roy. I posted some funny videos on my X at Stephen Roy Radio. Check it out. You can find my Rumbles at Stephen Roy Radio on the Rumble. Uploading one now. Slowly but surely, 28% complete. I'm going to actually hook up an antenna to my living room TV today. Got a little antenna that's been hiding in the bedroom, not really peaked to get the best antenna signal. Yeah, I'm going to hook that up to my living room TV today to get some local channels that have been dropped. I'm not going to say any more than that. Let's play some good music for you. Here's Jason Aldean with Real Rearview Town. You know, you think your town sucks? When people tell me that West Texas sucks, I go, really? Where else have you lived? Nowhere. Well, then you don't really know, do you?
Wiped the footprints off my dash, tore up those sun-faded photographs, threw them in the wind, y'all can have her back. I'm out of here. I stuck my middle finger. It ain't nothing but a rearview town. Broken hearts and rusted plows. Roots rip right up out of the ground. Never thought I'd ever leave it. But it ain't nothing what it used to be. Population matters to me. On the other side of that dust cloud. Ain't nothing but a rearview town.
Oh my God, RFD!
That seed busted his ass for you and me. You're gonna harvest
9 mile long Santa Fe freight train engineer seen it all. It's like that flatbed cowboy stacking U.S. steel on a 3-day haul. Roads and rails under their feet. Yeah, that sounds like a first class seat on the plains of Oklahoma. With a windshield sunset in your eyes like a watercolor painted sky.
Radio was never like this. This is RFD.
I was just 15 and out of control. Lost to James Dean and rock and roll. I knew down deep in my country soul that I had to get away. Hollywood was a lady in red who danced in my dreams as I tossed in bed. I knew I'd wind up in jail or dead if I had to stay. I thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas in my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just did not want to hear. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. So I lit out one night in June, stoned on the glow of the Texas moon, humming an old Buddy Holly tune called Peggy Sue.
Peggy Sue.
With my favorite jeans and a cheap guitar, I ran off chasing a distant star. If Buddy Holly could make it that far, then I figured I could too. And I thought happiness was love of Texas in my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just did not want to hear her. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. But the Hollywood moon didn't smile, the same old smile that I'd grown up with. The lady in red just wanted my last dime. And I cried myself to sleep at night. Too dumb to run, too scared to fight, and too proud to admit at the time. So I got me some gigs on Saturday nights, not much more than orchestrated fights. I'd come home drunk and I'd try to write, but the words came out wrong. Hell-bent and bound for a wasted youth, too much gin and not enough vermouth. Me how to seek the truth before I put it in the song. I still thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas in my rearview mirror.
God each and every day for giving me the music and the words to say. I'd have never made it any other way. He was my only friend. Now I sleep a little better at night, and when I look in the mirror in the morning light, the man I see was both wrong and right. He's going home again. I guess happiness was Lubbock, Texas, and my rearview mirror. But now happiness is Lubbock, Texas, growing nearer and dearer, and the vision is getting my dreams, and I think I finally know just what it means. And when I die, you can bury me in Lubbock, Texas, in my jeans.
Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies. On a cloudy day, in fields where the yellow grass grows knee high, so won't you try to come away with me, and we'll kiss on a mountaintop. Come away with me, and I'll never stop loving you.
Checking out the cruise video, man. Hey, that thing the deal, boy. I think we need to turn it up, though. What you think? I bet that. I'll meet y'all on the road.
Baby, you a song, man. You make me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
Hey, yo. Hey. Hey.
said, fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Across the border, Florida into Georgia, 'cause baby you a song and you make me wanna roll my
decide, so soon we'll burn. Without a noise, without my pride, I reach out from the inside. In your eyes, your eyes, your eyes, in your eyes, your eyes, the light, the heat.
Even when I'm with my boo, you know I'm crazy over you. Sing it for me, Kay.
And Kelly Rowland on the Stephen Roy Show Dilemma. Great song. Great song. That's why I play it for you. Because I like it. Like it a lot. Here's something you may not like. Don't know if it's true, but just saw a report from Still Roaming, one of my ex-followers, that the gas line that goes from California to Nevada is not working. Now, if it's the one that goes from San Francisco through Auburn, up over Donner Summit, and then on to Reno, I know that gas line. I know the company that owns it. I used to be married to somebody that worked for that company that owned it, and it's very reliable. You can still pump gas over Donner Summit when the Interstate 80 is closed in the winter. So I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's the pipeline, but if that's the one I'm thinking of, that will be bad for Northern Nevada. You can truck it everywhere, but it's difficult to go over Donner Summit in the winter. But anyway, I digress a little. Hope you liked Nelly Dilemma. Great song. Here's another one for D from Outkast. That's going to do it for me on the show. Yeah, you have a great evening, a great week. Have a great day, each and every day on this new year, 2025. Yes, now you have to. I love the way that you move me on the Stephen Roy Podcast.
Ready for action, nip it in the bud, we never relaxing. Outcast is everlasting, not clashing, not at all. But see, my went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking. Give me one, pass them. Drip, drip, drop, there it goes, an orgasm. Now you coming out the side of your face, we tapping right into your memory bank. Thanks. So click at the ticket, let's see your seatbelt fasten. Trunk rattling, like 2 minutes in the back seat wrestling. Speaker box vibrate the tag, make it sound like aluminum cans in a bag. But I know y'all wanted that 808, can you feel that BASS, babe? But I know y'all wanted that 808, can you feel that BASS? All I do is looking at me when I was looking at them. They're on the dance floor. Now they got me in the middle, feeling like a man. Especially the big girls need love too. No discrimination here, squirrel. So keep your hands off my cheeks. Let me study how you ride the beat. You big freak. Skinny, slim women got the so within them. You can them, lift them, bend them, give them something to remember. Hell out timber when you fall through the chop shop. Take a deep breath and exhale. Your ex-male friend, boyfriend is boring as hell. But let me listen to the story you tell. And we can make moves like a person in jail. On the low, on the low.
All I do is move. All I do is move. Been flying solo for so long. Nobody singing the harmony. Up there just me and my shadow. No bass, no guitar, no tambourine. And I found you like a melody. You were singing in the same key as me. We had them dancing in the streets. I don't wanna be a one man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone. Putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. I don't wanna be a one man band. Dreams, and I wanna chase every high with you. Count every rip in these old jeans. We'll never learn how to sing the blues. If I'm gonna be famous, girl, I wanna be famous with you. We got our own little groove. I don't wanna be a one man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone. Putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one man band. When the spotlight goes cold, the curtains come down. Chairs are all stacked and there's no one around. And nobody's paying. We'll still be playing. I don't wanna be a one man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone. Putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one man band. I don't wanna be a one man band.
Your favorite place, it's waiting for us and a bucket on ice. Damn, I didn't think it'd be that easy, 'cause now you're getting ready. I'm just sitting here watching TV. Here you come looking like a grown man's dream. Damn, I can't believe I talked you into sipping down the hall. Baby, turn it on. Your playlist you play when you're in the shower. Talked you into taking up our time. Making up your mind. Switching back and forth for an hour. And now you're looking like a line from a Van Draw song. I'm looking at that fine little dress you got on. Don't get me wrong, girl, I love it. Now I just wanna talk you out of it. Yeah, as cool as it would be watching people wonder who you are. Oh, we should just say we did. We can start with a kiss and pretend we just got back from the bar. I talked you into slipping down the hall. Baby, turn it on. Your playlist you play when you're in the shower. Talked you into taking up our time. Making up your mind. Switching back and forth for an hour. Now you're looking like a line from a Van Draw song. I'm looking at that fine little dress you got on. Don't get me wrong, girl, I love it. Now I just wanna talk you out of it.
sight. Music's probably way too loud to hear you laughing. There's a look in your eyes, looks like we ain't leaving now. Girl, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. I talked you into slipping down the hall, baby, turn it on. Your playlist you play when you're in the shower. Talked you into taking up our time, making up your mind. Switching back and forth for an hour. And now you're looking like a line from a Van Draw song. I'm looking at that fine little dress you got on. Don't get me wrong, girl, I love it. Now I just wanna talk you out of it.
It's late, but I knew you'd pick it up. Nah, I ain't drunk. Okay, maybe I do have a little buzz, but that song came on and I just thought what harm could come from one little call. I know you say you're taking, but I say, girl, you're taking too long to tell them that it's over. I know you ain't in love with him, break up with him. I know you don't want to break his heart, but that ain't no good reason to be keeping us apart. Look, just tell him it's you, it ain't him. Maybe you could lie to him and say you'll still be friends. Whatever you got to say to get through to him that you ain't in love. Come on, you can't deny that you and I kind of fit like a glove. So tell him that it's over, then bring it on over. Stringing him along any longer, girl, is just wasting precious time. Girl, you know it can't wait. Rip it off just like a band-aid. It ain't my business to be all up in. But I know you ain't in love with him, break up with him. I know that you're so done with him, break up with him, break up with him. You would have hung up by now if you weren't thinking it too. Or whatever, just do what you gotta do. But if I was you, I'd tell him that it's over, then bring it on over. Stringing him along any longer, girl, is just wasting precious time. Girl, you know it can't wait. Just rip it off like a band-aid. Yeah, I know I said it, but I'll say it again. I know you ain't in love with him, break up with him. Way you look at me, girl, you can't pretend. I know you ain't in love with him, break up with him. Just break up with him.
west side where the corn grows, up to the roadside. Went to high school here, got that Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on every Friday night. Baseball cap couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York call when she turned 21, but she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back, those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little uptight. She can rise and shine, and she can hang on nice. When she gives her love, she knows what it's worth. There's a lot of pretty girls out there to meet, but there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl. I wouldn't be a man
exist. I'd have to be from another planet where love doesn't exist. I wouldn't be a man if I didn't feel like a roll with me, baby, all night long. Soul to soul with me, baby. Didn't feel like this.